Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. Thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning as we open up the pages and give you a message of truth. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchristatharrisburg.com. You will find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word, including the MP3 files of these radio programs and a host of other Bible-related material. You'll also find some information there about us. Please give it a look. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our Bible study and worship periods at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to come. All we want to do is show you a need for God in your life and have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. Please come and be with us. Today, we're going to discuss the second part of our subject that we began a couple months ago, and that is the deity and the humanity of Jesus Christ. Today, we want to start in a lesson that we will conclude next week in stating the proposition that Jesus was not just the Son of God, but He also was flesh and the Son of Man. We have examined very carefully the evidence concerning the deity of Jesus Christ. Our studies have proven that His own claim that He came down from heaven while on earth was true. Now we want to look at His claim that He was the Son of God. God with us, we proved that. Now we want to turn our attention to the other side of our proposition, the humanity of Jesus Christ. Personally speaking, I believe that many in the religious world who have fought diligently to show the truthfulness of the Lord's deity while on earth have now swung the pendulum too far the other way. What do I mean? Many are teaching things concerning humanity of Jesus which are incorrect. Some are arriving at conclusions based upon assumptions, human reasoning, and false conclusions, which cannot be ascertained by the Scriptures. Let me just give you a few as an example. Did Jesus have an edge that allowed Him to overcome sin? We'll discuss that. Did He use any of His deity attributes to defeat Satan in sin? Was Jesus fully a man on earth? Could He truly be tempted like other men? And could Jesus have sinned? Many are stating the wrong conclusions of the answer to these questions, yet the Scriptures will show the truthfulness of them. In our study, we will address the answer to these questions. Again, we need to make our plea based on conclusions what the Bible does say, not what we think it says. Too many conclusions are being drawn by assumptions. We need to quit trying to explain what we will never have the ability or knowledge to explain or comprehend, and that is that Jesus was both God and man on earth. Just accept what the Scripture reveals, don't go any further, and let us leave the rest alone. He had a physical birth. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 through 25, we see the fulfillment of Isaiah 7:14. He was born of a virgin. That virgin's name was Mary. He did not have an earthly father. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 20, the thing that overshadowed Mary was the Holy Spirit. His mother was a virgin. We read that in Luke chapter 1 by her words then herself when the angel appeared to her in verse 31 and 35. Mary brought her firstborn son into the world, a natural birth, in the little town of Bethlehem, according to Luke 2, verse 6 and 7, that also fulfilled the prophecy of Micah 5, in verse 2. Skeptics attest that he was a carpenter's son, in Matthew 13, 55. Again, all of this evidence proved that he had a physical birth and a physical beginning, like all men, except that he was born of a virgin. Jesus as a child. We could read many passages, but let us read in Luke chapter 2. In Luke chapter 2, we just want to read the last verse of this narrative. Luke chapter 2 at verse number 52. And the Scripture says, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with men." He grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. In Luke chapter 2, 46 through 48, we see that Jesus was in the temple learning and listening and answering questions of the teachers. And they were amazed at his understanding and grasp of the knowledge of the things they were talking about on the spiritual level. In Philippians 2, verse 8, we're told that he was obedient to his parents. No, little information is given to the years of his early life on earth. The information that we do have clearly shows that he grew up in the same stages that all men do. Because we don't have all the evidence does not mean that it didn't happen. Now, let me answer one of the questions that have been brought up by those who try to deny the humanity of Jesus. They say, well, when did he realize that he was God? When did he realize that he was the Son of God? He realized that before the world began. You say, well, how could a baby in a manger know he's God? Again, you're trying to explain what you don't have the understanding to explain. He was God, and if he was God when he came to earth, how do you stop being God? But he also had to come as a man to experience the thing of the human experience. He had to experience humanity just like all men in order to be an example for us. We also know that he had compassion. Vine defines compassion as to be moved as to in one's inwards, to be touched in his heart by the ploys of another person. The widow and her son, we see his compassion in Luke chapter 7, verse 13. In Matthew 14 and 14, he saw the multitudes and saw the needs and many that will seek to be healed, and he had compassion on them. In Mark chapter 6, verse 34, he talks about them being as a sheep without a shepherd, without leadership. All of this demonstrates compassion. Compassion is a human quality. He had emotions. The emotions of Jesus proved that he was a man. He was worried. He got tired. John 4, verse 6. He became thirsty and wanted a drink from the Samaritan woman in John 4, verse 7. He became hungry and ate with his disciples after his resurrection in John 21, 9 through 12. And he was in the wilderness being tempted after not eating for 40 days and 40 nights. I remember one religious writer said that, well, he really wasn't hungry. Would you be hungry if you hadn't eaten in 40 days or 40 nights? You would be if you were flesh. You would be if you were a man. He was sorrowful. In John 11, 35, he wept at Lazarus' grave. The scripture says that Jesus wept. That's a human emotion. People say, well, why did he weep? He knew he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead. Why was he weeping? Because he saw the pain, the anguish, the tears, the grief that came by death. That wasn't part of God's plan. Death came because of sin. And that's why he wept, because of the results of sin. He was angry in Matthew 16, 2 through 4. In Matthew 21, verse 12 through 13, he drove out the money changers. He didn't get angry at them. He got angry at what they were doing. He had righteous indignation. That is a human quality. In Matthew 23, he was angry at the hypocrisy of the Jews. And he rebukes them in Matthew 23, verse 14 and 15. He felt pain. We see that in Luke 22, 42 through 44. In Hebrews 5, verse 7, it talks about his intense suffering. In Matthew 27, 31 through 50, when he was crucified, when he was scourged, he had human pain. He felt human pain. He could not even carry his cross because he was so weakened by the scourging. That's a quality of men, that they can feel pain. That's an emotion. He bled and died. The water came out with blood when the Spirit went in his side in John 19, verse 30 through 34. In the garden, he had distress. He prayed as great droplets of blood, Matthew 26, 37. He had fear. If it's possible, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, but thy will be done, Matthew 26, 39. He had humility as he faced the cross. He prayed for strength, that he would fulfill what he was sent here to do. And he had great sweats as drops of blood in Luke 22 through 44. That's real human emotion. That's deep human emotion. What does that prove? That proves that he was humanity. We also see at the cross, he was kept up all night through false trials, six of them, three Jewish, three Roman, and all of them were false mockeries of trials. It made him fatigued, Matthew 27:1. He was beaten and scourged. He lost blood. He went into shock. Read Matthew 27:29-30. He had agony. We read that in Matthew 27:46. He was thirsty. He thirsted. From the cross, he asked for a drink. John 19:28-29. And in John 19:26-27, he had concern for his mother and told John to take care of his mother. From that point on, he took her into his own house to treat her as his mother. This would also imply that Joseph had died. Her husband was no longer living. And in Matthew 27:50, when he hung on the cross, he lasted only 6 hours. They were amazed that he lasted that long. Most people die very quickly after the scourging, but Jesus lasted 6 hours on the cross. All of these things demonstrate that he was human. By his emotions, by what he exhibited in the garden, by what happened on the cross, by the human traits that he had, by being tired, being hungry, and also knowing the weakness of man and knowing that sin brought such great pain to man. He wept at the cross. All of these facts show that he was humanity. He was humanity in every way. And one thing we will start today when we finish next week is the temptations of Jesus is another evidence that he was fully man. Much misteaching has been done by some very respected religious people concerning this area of Jesus, humanity of Jesus. I want us today to just read two passages that we will reconcile next Lord's Day. Hebrews 4:15. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but in all points was tempted as we, yet without sin. Hebrews 4:15. Then we're going to reconcile James 1:13. Let no one, when he is tempted, that I am tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. Now, next week, we're going to begin to show how those two verses that seem to be contradictory can be fully reconciled by understanding what both passages teach. So I encourage you during the week, please go over and read Hebrews 4:15, James 1:13, and those two passages will clearly show that Jesus was tempted as us, and yet he did not sin. And it demonstrates another evidence of his humanity, and we can show how you can reconcile that, and that doesn't diminish his deity as being the Son of God. And we hope you'll tune in again next week when we will show you those two things